Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More than 30 people dead in California wildfires. We've got the story.
Weekend shootings in Wichita leave one person dead, three injured. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Light snow will continue across parts of south central Kansas here this morning, but will come to an end by this afternoon. The full forecast is on the way.
More victims are likely to be found as wildfires rage through the state of California.
Officials have turned to mobile DNA labs to identify the dead as fires continue to burn out of control in northern and southern California. This resident who watched the flames as they threatened neighborhoods called them vicious.
And it jumped like leaps and bounds like a superhero. I mean, it was crazy.
One of Northern California's worst fires all but wiped out the town of Paradise. In Southern California, the Woolsey Fire has steadily grown, threatening structures. Some calm weather has helped containment efforts, but the new week is expected to bring more winds to stoke the flames further. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A shooting early today claimed the life of one man.
It happened around 5:30 a.m. in the 2200 block of South Glendale near Pawnee and Oliver. When officers arrived, one person was lying on the ground unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Another victim was walking around with a gunshot wound. He was transported to a local hospital. Wichita police tell our news partners at KSN-TV that they believe this person is the suspect. The shooting is still under investigation. If anyone has any information about this crime, you are asked to call Wichita Police or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Wichita Police report no suspects in custody in a couple of weekend shootings. Saturday night in the 3900 block of East Vesta, officers responded to the report of a car hitting a tree. When bystanders stopped to help the woman, they realized she'd been shot. She was rushed to a hospital where she was awake and responding to officers. A second shooting happened on Sunday morning. This was in the 9200 block of East Harry. Officers found two people injured, one seriously.
A 24-year-old man died in a rollover crash in North Sedgwick County early Saturday morning.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says that deputies were called to Northridge Road and 109th Street just after midnight Saturday. A Kia Sportage resting on its roof was in the middle of the road. The car was southbound on Ridge Road when it crashed. Roads in the area were closed while officers worked to clear the area. The name of the victim has not been released. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Recounts are underway in Florida's Senate and governor's races. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner, chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, defends Republican Senate candidate Rick Scott's allegations of rampant voter fraud in a pair of Florida counties.
Well, we have evidence that the state constitution of Florida was violated. A court in Florida has said that. We have evidence that people were going into unwitnessed areas, filling out ballots, duplicating ballots, which is allowed under the law, but only if you have witnesses in the canvassing board. We have officials, elections officials, who are disobeying court orders, or at least were disobeying court orders. So I understand Governor Scott frustration.
Senator Gardner appeared on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Scott leads his opponent, incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, by 0.14%. Machine recounts are due this Thursday by 3 o'clock.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Action yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs looking for another win. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
And the new Kansas governor has been greeted with a positive fiscal forecast. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Talk, KNSS FM Clearwater, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Monday morning. The midterm elections are over, which means anyone in politics is starting to think about 2020.
The president confirmed last week that Vice President Mike Pence will remain on the ticket in 2020. As for who will challenge Trump Pence, several names are already at the top of the list, including Senators Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker of New Jersey, and Bernie Sanders of Vermont. House members considering a White House run include Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii and Joe Kennedy from Massachusetts. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is also testing the waters, as is former Vice President Joe Biden, who decided not to run in 2016. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The new Kansas governor has been greeted with positive fiscal forecasts.
That forecast means Democratic Governor-elect Laura Kelly stands a better chance of fulfilling a campaign promise to boost spending on Kansas's public schools without raising taxes. The state's official revenue estimating nonpartisan group increased by $291 million the projection for tax collections expected during the current fiscal year, which began in July. That's 4.2% higher than the previous fiscal forecast made in April and brings the prediction for tax collections to $7.2 billion. Slightly more growth is expected next year, but economic growth flags arise in 2021. In a statement, Kelly said, quote, "This is good news for our families and the state of Kansas." Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Georgia man is facing charges after accusations of trying to profit from someone's tragedy.
Justice Hewley is accused of creating a fake GoFundMe page. The reason? He claimed to be raising money on behalf of a Zebulon, Georgia family following the death of 17-year-old high school football player Dylan Thomas. The teen's passing from a traumatic brain injury made several local news reports. Investigators say Hewley got word and opened up a bogus account on the crowdfunding site in an attempt to line his own pockets. It's unclear how much cash he raised online, but the Pike County Sheriff's Office reports none of that money actually made it into Hewley's bank account. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've had lots of problems out in traffic today.
Yeah.
Yeah, several of them. Just got calls from traffic trackers. Jason called in, said westbound K96, right around 151st. They had it closed earlier this morning. They've had several slide-offs there from 101st to 151st. Jason said that eastbound K96, right around Hoover Road, he said things were just very, very slippery right there. You've got to be extra, extra careful. Traffic tracker Pat called in. He was eastbound on Kellogg. Said right in front of him, he saw a van go sideways.
Ooh.
Managed to recover. No accident there, but
wow.
Yeah, we've had several accidents along Kellogg this morning. And just take precautions today. Take it slow. Make sure you're leaving plenty of room between you and the driver in front of you. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. The downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Because it's not going to be warming up for a while. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With light snow across south central Kansas, it may take a little while longer to get where you are going. We expect this to move on off to the east by late morning into the afternoon with our high 29, gusty north winds up to about 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Clear with a low temperature 12 overnight, sunny and 35 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have light snow, a north wind gusting to 32 miles per hour and 29 degrees. Dad, what do you got there?
And I can add another traffic accident.
Got another
on
one.
There.
Oh,
all right. That's right.
Man.
Southbound I-135, the exit to Pawnee, three vehicles involved in that traffic accident. Southbound on I-135, Pawnee.
All right, let's take a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, and it shows that light snow all across Sedgwick County. It seems very light. There's a heavier area of snow down just off the southwest corner of Sedgwick County, moving to the east, and that's moving east of Medicine Lodge. We'll be moving into Sumner County, starting to move into Sumner County right now. As you look up the turnpike, you've got light snow all the way up to Emporia, all the way up to Topeka, and then over to the east from there, down in the southeast part of the state, snow going on down there. So pretty much a lot of blue and green on our map this morning on our radar screen. So, yeah. And with 29 degrees, it's not going to warm up for a while, not going to get above freezing at all today, which means some huge problems. and a wet, gray day across South Central Kansas Sunday. High temperature yesterday, 43 degrees. Normal high is 59.
Wow.
That's going to feel like the Bahamas if we ever get
there. Yeah, no
right?
kidding.
A couple of places. I checked with the National Weather Service this morning here in the Wichita office, and they said they had a couple of two-inch snowfalls recorded. That was the biggest. One in Barton County and then over in Russell County as well. So there's 2 inches or more, and I'm not sure what we're getting right now because we won't know until it stops, but they were saying an inch of or less of accumulation here in the Wichita area. Now, but what kind of moisture that we're getting right now with those cold temperatures makes it tough. Can't thaw it out. It's going to be slick out there. I was worried coming out of my house this morning because I couldn't tell. You can't tell if you look at my sidewalk, Ted, whether it's icy or not. You got to take a few tentative steps.
Yeah, you got to figure out because what the situation is.
We talk about the cars slamming into each other, and basically, yes, that's a big problem. But the other thing is your sidewalk can be your worst enemy, or and sometimes a company parking lot.
Yeah.
As well.
Companies haven't cleared off of those big parking lots yet. Sometimes they're pretty treacherous.
Right. So, anyway, here we are on Veterans Day, and Wichita Public Schools are out. They were going to have the day off anyway. There are some schools around the area. Circle had their schools out. Rose Hill schools are out, but not a lot of them. But some of them were going to have school here on Veterans Day, and because of the weather, they've decided not to. Now, it's not a crippling huge snowfall, but as you can hear from what we've been talking about this afternoon, not very safe sometimes for school buses and vehicles. And the kids have to ride in those and have to get to school. So at any rate, we'll keep you posted on what's going on here today. It is, as we said, Veterans Day, and that means City Hall is pretty much closed. I've got the list here. City Hall, neighborhood resource centers, library locations, park and recreation centers. Hey, Great Plains Nature Center, Old Cowtown, it's all closed today. No Wichita Transit, paratransit, or Q-Line service today, so you can't ride the bus.
Yeah, but the golf courses are open.
Well, Riverside Tennis Center is going to be open from 8:30 this morning to 8:30 this afternoon if you want to play a little tennis.
Well, they got the bubble. It doesn't matter what the weather is.
O.J. Watson Park's open. Botanica will be open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today.
Okay.
So Marty Miller will be out there personally.
Well, they're still stringing up Christmas lights for illuminations.
I saw something, by the way, just a quick note. I saw something this morning on the web that illuminations begins at Botanica the day after Thanksgiving.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Clear through the December 31st. Oh, love illuminations. So that's coming. What else we got here? Sedgwick County offices, they're closed today for Veterans Day. Post offices are closed. There is no mail delivery today. But we are here, Ted, on the job and in charge, right?
Yep. Steve, yesterday was one of my favorite days of the year.
What happened?
The annual Deli Day at Congregation Emmanuel Synagogue yesterday.
I saw something about that, but I didn't make it out there. How'd that go?
It was tremendous, as always.
What'd you have?
Had the brisket. Yeah. The brisket was, I'm giving it an A-plus effort this year. Just fantastic.
Wow. All right.
Had the brisket, the potato salad, the matzo ball soup. As always, just absolutely fantastic. The folks there do a great job every year in November. That is a must on my calendar.
Yeah, you go every year, and I somehow miss it every year, and I shouldn't. I should go to that.
Ran into Tim Link there.
Tim Link.
Our former general manager at the radio station long, long ago.
Right.
Saw Tim there. Saw Suzanne Perez Tobias
from
the Wichita Eagle was hanging out there. Yeah. Always run into a lot of nice folks when we head out.
So. Yeah, Tim was instrumental. Tim Link.
Saw, of course, David Moses took my money.
David?
Had to pay my ticket. He was sitting there collecting everybody's pay
to get in.
Give him handing out tickets.
David Moses.
Yeah, local attorney. So we were out. We had a blast.
That's some pretty nice people there. Tim Link, of course, was instrumental in getting me hired here at the radio station years ago. And I don't think he regrets it. He didn't say that he did anyway. It didn't embarrass him anyway.
Tim, I saw Tim, former County Commissioner Tim Norton. Saw him heading in as I was leaving.
There you go. It's not a function unless Tim Norton is there.
It was
right?
A who's who, baby.
Yeah.
I saw who was there. Police Captain Brent Allred of the Wichita Police Department was there. He was holding the door open for everyone to get him inside. It was
How about that?
Yeah. Good day yesterday.
So you had a good weekend. I had our granddaughters, the twins, Mary and Jocelyn, playing in a basketball tournament this weekend. I think they finished second. They ran into a team late Saturday afternoon that was really, really good. But Mary and Jocelyn both played well. And there's something that I saw something that I saw in those two granddaughters that I didn't, haven't really seen before. And that is, there's a little bit more intensity this year.
Well,
they are getting serious about playing hard.
Yeah, you get a little older and some of that kicks in.
Blocking shots, hustling a little more. They're not tentative out there anymore. You know how little kids, when they first start out, what do I do? Where do I pass it? How do I keep from these people tying me up? That isn't a concern that much for them anymore. It's like, how do I get the ball down the court and get it in a hoop? And how do I stop the other person? So I saw a little, this team they're playing on, they're doing well. They've got a little maturity this year. So.
Very nice.
Fun to watch. Fun to watch when you see the kids, that light bulb goes off and said, hey, I'm going to play hard. I want to really, you know, do my best. 8:17, Steve and Ted now on KNSS. Talk about doing your best. Huh? Is it easy to be a Chiefs fan this year? Time for sports with Ted Woodward. And the Kansas City Chiefs just keep rolling, Ted.
Yeah, the Chiefs at the top of the conference, trying to stay there, taking on the Arizona Cardinals yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs, we've talked about it, how the Chiefs have really done a great job this year. Seems like the first time they get the football, boy, they just make a beeline for the end zone and put seven on the board. And they, once again, that's kind of seemed to be the formula this year. This time, though, the Chiefs lost the coin flip. Usually they've won every coin flip all year long until yesterday.
And they defer.
So usually that means the opponent gets the ball first.
Yeah, they've deferred every time.
But this year they lost the coin toss, so the Chiefs got the ball first. And guess what? Right down the field.
Snap back to Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. Firing down the seam. Tyreek Hill, 10-5, touchdown! Kansas City, a 38-yard touchdown, the 30th touchdown pass of the season for Patrick Mahomes. That now ties the 55-year record of Lenny the Cool Dawson.
And right there, once again, the speedy Tyreek Hill going down the slot on that side, and people just not staying with him.
Yeah, he's so fast, you can't stay up with him.
Mitch Holthus, Kendall Gammon with the call.
Yeah, if he takes off, he's gone.
Yep, you heard the game right here on he's one of his two touchdowns on the day for Tyreek Hill. Seven catches, 117 yards, a pair of touchdowns. Chiefs beat the Cardinals 26-14. And later on, Patrick Mahomes, as we said, hit the Hill again for another touchdown pass. Mahomes, now in 10 games this season as the starter, has 31 touchdown passes. That's now the all-time Chiefs franchise single-season record, breaking Lynn Dawson's record.
He might even get a couple more.
Well, he's got six games to go, so he's been averaging three a game.
Wow.
So he could hit 50. He might be getting up to upper 40s or 50 by the time this is all. Who knows?
Unbelievable.
When you're putting up those numbers, you're in Peyton Manning territory.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's a rookie.
Yep, got the job done. Well, so many effusive words about the young quarterback, Pat Mahomes, including from his coach, Andy Reid.
He makes sure that he has his things in order. And when he does that, he's got a lot on his plate as far as responsibility goes to run the offense. So, and he takes care of that. And he's in a position where he can make everybody better around him, and he's doing that. So I'm proud of him for how he's going about his business.
Nice job. Chiefs are 9-1, tied for the best record in the NFL and atop the conference by a couple of games now over the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chiefs beat the Cardinals yesterday. We've got a Chiefs birthday that I'll talk about at the end of the sports.
Okay, good.
Hockey action yesterday, downtown Wichita, Intrust Bank Arena. Exciting. The Wichita Thunder with a game-tying goal late in regulation from Travis Brown. It goes to overtime, then it goes to a shootout. Greg Chase scored the goal in the shootout for the Thunder for the 5-4 win over the Allen Americans. Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner stopped every American's shot in the shootout. Thunder snaps a 5-game losing streak with that win yesterday downtown. We've got men's basketball action tonight for KU and K-State. The Kansas Jayhawks ranked number one in the nation, hosting Vermont tonight in Lawrence. It's the home opener for the Jayhawks, who are an 18.5-point favorite. KU has won its home opener in Allen Fieldhouse 45 years in a row, dating back to 1972. Live coverage of the Jayhawks and Vermont begins at 6:30 tonight. The game will tip off at 8 o'clock in Lawrence, and you can listen to it all on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We have men's basketball tonight in Manhattan. 11th-ranked Kansas State hosting Denver. Both teams are 1-0. And K-State, just like KU, is an 18.5-point favorite on home court tonight. K-State has won 24 straight non-conference home games. That'll be at 8 o'clock tonight as well, up in Manhattan. It's Monday night. That means it's time to talk with the Shocker coaches. We have back-to-back-to-back coaches shows tonight, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Men's basketball coach Greg Marshall at 6 o'clock. Women's coach Keitha Adams at 7 o'clock. Volleyball coach Chris Lamb at 8 o'clock. And that's all broadcasting live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Frank Pitts. He's 75 today. A guy that was a very good wide receiver for the Chiefs back in the 1960s. And he kind of became famous for running a little end-around reverse that the Chiefs would once in a while throw into the mix there.
Yeah.
And he ran that to perfection a couple of times in Super Bowl IV in that big win for the Chiefs for their World Series, their Super Bowl championship over the Minnesota Vikings. Former Chiefs receiver Frank Pitts is 75 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Curious vote counting in Florida. That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.